Hello and congratulations on getting access to this video course on social automation. This is video number one, which is the introduction. And what I want to do now is just to give you a very quick bird's eye view of what is inside this video course. So video number one is obviously this video, and we're going to talk about what you need in order to get started. Video number two, we'll talk about social media platforms. So even though this might sound a little basic, a lot of people have created so many different social media accounts that some will be relevant, and of course, some will be irrelevant. Now, the only way that you're going to know is to understand which platform is for what reason, and it'll make more sense in just a minute. Now, once you have a better understanding of the different social media platforms, we can move on to video number three and talk about which platform is best for your niche. So you will realize in just a second that some social media platforms don't really make sense for your customers to go to, whereas some other ones will really be relevant to your prospects and are places that your prospects naturally will want to hang out. So you're going to want to focus on those social media platforms. So what we're trying to do here is to help you gauge where to best spend your time. So that way you don't waste time, you spend it on what is actually going to make you profits. So video number four, we'll take all that information and show you how to customize your game plan. Once you've customized it, then in video number five, we'll talk about how you can map it out. So what we're going to do in that video is to visualize by mapping it out so that you can see, okay, what you need to do in order to automate the process. So in order to figure out how to do automation, you need to have a map. So imagine trying to get to a destination without a map, without a GPS, and you're just told to go here. So you're probably going to spend more time trying to find that location, right? But if you have a map and the GPS device tells you exactly where to go and the shortest route to go and the fastest route to go, then that's going to save you time, right? So that's why we're going to go through this specific step-by-step process. And that's why we've laid it out in this way, to save you time, to save you money, and to help you profit. And of course, last but not least, once you have mapped it out, we're going to talk about automation apps. There are many different apps out there that will allow you to automate your social media presence. So for example, you could say something like, if you posted something like an image, content to Facebook, then you could create automation apps that would copy that information to your Twitter, to your Instagram, and to other social media platforms as well. So that way, instead of manually having to go from Facebook, copy and paste, go to log into Instagram, copy and paste, go into WordPress, copy and paste, you set everything up once, and everything else after that point will be automated. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about free tools that are out there, and we'll talk about paid tools. And of course, video number seven, which is going to be the last video, we'll be talking about how to automate the whole process using one of the free apps that we discuss in video number six. So this is absolutely free. You don't have to pay any money. And it's just as good of a quality compared to a lot of the paid apps out there. Now, there are different variations. There's little differences between them, which you'll see in just a minute in those videos. But for the most part, it can do the job really well. Okay, so let's talk about what you need. So we talked about that you need to figure out which social media platform your customers hang out the most. So we won't only just discuss different social media platforms, but we'll discuss how you can figure that out by analyzing your competition. So instead of trying to reinvent the wheel, you are simply figuring out from the standpoint of what is working for your competition already, who have most likely already paved the way. So you're based on that, you can figure out where your customers are hanging out. Makes sense? Okay, so why? The purpose is so you don't waste time and you achieve the most conversions. And what is going to be, we're going to take all that information and your idea and map it out using a mind map chart. There are many different mind map softwares out there, but we recommend that you use lucidchart.com. It's one of the good options, and we will use that in this video course. So you'll get to have an idea of how that works. And but last but not least, we have the how, which is this course. All right, so let's move on to video number two.